Let's make it rain. Hello, everyone. This is Anthony Blackman back yet again with another G.O.D., the gem of the day, your favorite podcast. First and foremost, and as always, I want to thank you for listening. And if you like, subscribe and share with a friend. You can also go to makeitrain.net to check out all content all the time. If you're ever having a weekday, check me out every weekday. New podcast drops. Today, I want to talk about three things. But before we do so, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for everything you do, going before us and setting our crooked path straight. Your love, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you in all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. With that being said, three things. Three things I want to focus on today. Three things that I believe God wants us to do. Why do I believe these things? For the Bible tells me so. See how flat that was? So. That's neither here nor there. All jokes aside, in Micah chapter 6, starting on verse 8, it says, "He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God." So nice, I got to read that twice. We're talking about three things, right? Starting on verse 8, once again, Micah chapter 6. "He has shown you, O man, what is good." So he's shown us what is good. "And what does the Lord require of you?" It's questioning us, right? And then it says, "But to do justly, to do right, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God." It's a question. What does he require of us but to do these three things? To do the right thing, to be merciful, and to be humble. Let me say that one more time. To do the right thing, to show mercy, and to be humble. Understanding that all things are through him, by him, and for him. We can do nothing without him. If I don't abide in him, he does not abide in me. We humble ourselves to be exalted. We don't say, "I did this, I did that." God willing, I do this. God willing, I do that. Humble enough to know that all things are in his very capable hands. Can be snatched away just like that. So it didn't matter what the circumstance or situation is. Continually trusting in him through the turmoil, through the chaos, whatever it is. Knowing that he will bring you out to a rich fulfillment. Why would God put us through circumstances and situations like that? Well, maybe to show us that he's with us, first of all. Second of all, to rid us of any fear, any doubt that he is with us. Third of all, to grow us stronger. So when we're faced with any kind of trial or tribulation in the future, we know that he is with us. He goes before us. He fights our battles. No need to fear because he doesn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power and sound mind. I can trust and continue to walk knowing that God is there. Remembering that if I continue to do justly, do the right thing, if I continue to show mercy to others and humble myself along the way, remaining humble knowing that everything is for him, by him, and through him. Inquiring of him, asking him for direction, for guidance. If I can do these three things, I can do all things because I know that Christ strengthens me. Think about that. The G.O.D., God bless.